And it's another edition of Bikescape. How you doing, everybody? Starting to feel like old hat. I'm going to take off these headphones so I can tell what's going on. So, went down to LA this weekend. Went down to see my father-in-law for his 75th birthday. And what was going on down there? A lot of stuff. They're getting ready for Bike Summer. Ever heard of Bike Summer? That's a new, it's been around for a while. We started here in San Francisco, actually, back in 98. It's a month of bicycle activities and bicycle stuff going on, intended to raise awareness about bicycling. And it's a wonderful thing that happens. And we didn't realize when we started doing it in San Francisco that it was going to move from city to city every year. But that seems to be what's happening. After San Francisco came... where was it? I guess it was Chicago. And after Chicago was Portland. And after Portland, we had something happen in New York for a month. Usually it starts out with a critical mass, and then there's three or four different activities a day for a month. And it's unbelievable that people will actually show up at all of these things. You know, I was actually a skeptic back in 98 when we had ours. We had this huge, full calendar. We put out a tabloid newspaper with this calendar of events. And every day had three or four different events. And I figured if anybody showed up at any of them, it would probably be the same bunch of people that, you know, organized it. And that would be a failure in my eyes. But it was amazing what actually happened. A lot of these, every single event was a success. And we had people coming from all over the world. It was pretty well publicized. We had a messenger came in from Tokyo. We had a woman who rode her bike all the way down from Vancouver. We had people from New York. People from Time's Up came by and did a thing. And people were coming from outside of our city and setting up their own events and under the rubric of Bike Summer. So it was really a great thing. It inspired people to around the world to start doing it. So this year, it's going to happen in Los Angeles. Of all places, you may think that Los Angeles is the capital of car culture, and it might be where car culture originated, but it's no longer the capital. I think maybe Phoenix or Atlanta, or there's so many. The whole damn country is the capital of car culture these days, and it just there's actually a nascent bike culture in, or maybe there's been one for a while, but it's starting to bloom down there in LA, and it's pretty interesting. They've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm just going to play you this interview here with this guy, Lars Lettinen, who's one of the organizers there. Let me just turn down this bike music here, and we'll listen to Lars. Here he comes.
What's your name?
My name is Lars Lettinen.
Hi. I think I've heard your name before. So you're here in L.A. You're one of the organizers here of Bike Summer.
I'm helping out. I'm one of many because I am... I think the really cool thing about Los Angeles Bike Summer is that there are people like me that are somewhat anti-statist that... someone like me, I'm in a weird spot in between.
Wait. Hold on here. I just want to stop this thing and just a little more set up. What was happening there in... The reason I met Lars was because they were having a benefit for Bike Summer. Kristen Hirsch, who you may have heard of. He's from the band The Throwing Muses, one of those bands the young people listen to these days. And also Ruin the Ending, this punk band from Providence, Rhode Island, played. And they did a party at an art gallery called the Basswork Gallery over on West Adams Street. And that was a great party. I had to leave early. I was down there for family and not for that kind of particular kind of fun. But it was just starting to heat up when I left. And I got to do these interviews while I was down there. And I met Lars and I met this guy Bill and a few other people down there. And so let's continue.
The old men that are very heavy duty, anti pain path. And then I see the people that are, you know, the people that are very environmentally driven, that are very much about getting into cooperating with the American Automobile Association to do bike facilities. And I think a lot of them are somewhat misguided.
So you're of the John Forrester school, would you say?
I respect John Forrester a lot, although I think a lot of the guys that are really into John Forrester are unduly bitter and have a vendetta against the world just because they're very right-wing and they're doing bicycling and they feel like they have some kind of, like, it's mutually exclusive, and so they're trying to prove something. I think the really cool thing about LA Bike Summer is that I have not gotten along particularly well with the local Los Angeles Bicycle Coalition. They've worked hand in hand with the industry coalitions and the AAA to do stuff, and they've taken grants, and I'm not particularly into that, and I've actually been a fly in the ointment with some of their rides, going up to show up and give people a hard time for what I think is flatly greenwashing. Not that I'm particularly green, but I think people are complicit in greenwashing and don't really realize it. The thing I really like about Bike Summer is that it's been all about putting our differences aside, and it's not about bike paths, it's not about vehicular cycling, it's about cyclists, and there's an awful lot of us in Los Angeles. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. There's a lot of people that are just mountain bikers or just road bikers, or there are road bikers on the weekends, there are road bikers twice a week in the morning, and there's so many different people that are, we're broken into so many subcultures, and I think so far in the planning committee, we've done a very good job of bridging the gap between all the different angles, and no one ever laid down a truce per se, but
there's something about having a leaderless group that you have to accommodate everybody.
There's something to be said for the tyranny of structurelessness. I think just like in critical mass, any critical mass I've ever seen, there is someone who's the tacit leader, and I think in this group there are people that are the leaders only by dint of their merit and the amount of work they put into it. And like, once someone has put 6 months into this thing, and you show up to a meeting and someone's put 6 months and a lot of work into it, like, obviously they're going to have more say than you. And that's,
all right,
I guess that's anti-democratic, but in the same way, like, well, you know, stakeholders merit, you know, that earns you something.
But it's a big tent.
It's a very big tent. I think we've done a very good job, and I think everyone's done a very good job of putting their, because there's many different kinds of bicycle advocacy. I think people have done a great job of putting their kind of advocacy aside, and I think the thing I'm really proud of so far with Bike Summer in Los Angeles is that we've been somewhat resistant to having any kind of corporate or NGO umbrella that we're hiding under. Like, we're not part of the LACBC. We're not here with Trek. We're not here with the AAA. Mm-hmm. We're Bike Summer, and whoever shows up is doing it. And if Trek and Specialized want to get together and do an event, good for them. Like, we're very welcoming of individual events. And if bike messengers want to have, you know, like a bike ride and throw Molotov cocktails, they can do that. But we're trying to keep Bike Summer as a very neutral framework, as people that like bikes, and everyone wants, you know, I like meeting people that ride bikes. I mean, I met my girlfriend riding bikes. I met some of my best friends riding bikes. And I think that there's a common ground that a lot of us can gain by doing this, and it's been great so far. I mean, I did the stickers. I learned how to make stickers, and some people that did graphic arts did the newsletter, and they'd never done a newsletter before, and they learned things about doing that. And it's been a very DIY experience. We've all gotten better at doing things, mm-hmm. and we've all been empowered, and I'm really impressed with everything that's gone on so far.
Any particular activities that you're promoting this year?
When it comes to actual June,
I'm
actually more interested in all the stuff that comes before June, because I know that a lot of people are going to come here from other places, mm-hmm. and so I really hope that when people come here from other places, they see a side of, you know, they see the cyclists of LA, and that we have done a good job of learning how to ride together, because that's a really hard thing. Riding with other people, like, you know, I recently was involved in some debates on some mailing lists about the threshold of, you know, when do you run a red light? I mean, obviously, all cyclists have to run a red light sometimes, because it's not going to pick you up. But, you know, when do you do it? And, you know, when do you take the lane? When is it uncomfortable? Yeah. You know, and all these things are really hard. I mean, you know, when you go with your friends to the movies and you ride in the car, well, someone's driving, everyone else is passive. And when you're riding bikes, everyone is active.
Yeah, teamwork.
Well, and, yeah, I would like to see... I'm very impressed so far with the consensus that we're building between people with a lot of different ideas about what will be the common framework for what riding will be, and I'm excited, because I've traditionally, well, in the past several years, I've spent a lot of time throwing pot shots at people that I disagreed with, And so, and I still disagree with them vehemently. And I think I still, through Bike Summer, I will still spend a lot of time disagreeing with them. But
it's a nice framework for getting together, isn't it? Yeah,
indeed,
right.
It is. Yeah. You were involved in the Bike Summer
in San Francisco back in '98. Yeah, we were the first one, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. And I was, you know, sort of drawn along by the whole thing because I was with my friends. And but I actually didn't think that we would be able. We had a calendar that had three activities every day for a month.
Wow.
And I really didn't think anybody would show up for most of them. I thought we'd be standing around, you know, the same people every day drinking some beers, and then, you know, that would be it.
All right, yeah, you've all heard of those, already been through that. So, Bike Summer, Los Angeles, June 3rd through July 4th, 2005. You can set up your own activity, or you can attend some of them. They're at the bikesummer.org website. Check it out. The website's kind of under construction right now, but it's moving along. Keep an eye on it from day to day. You'll start seeing the calendar take shape. That's the way it seems to go from year to year. So if you want to have your own thing happen down there, talk to D. Benhoff, D-B-E-N-O-F-F, at alumni.princeton.edu. Send him an email. He's organizing the calendar, I guess. That seems to be about it. Oh, there's a few activities going on down in L.A. if you happen to be in L.A. Let's see. On Wednesday, March 9th, an AIDS life cycle informational meeting at the Village. I guess that's the, I'm not sure what the Village is, at Ed Gold Plaza. Come see a short video of our event capturing each day, and then let us answer all of your questions. So this is all about going on the raising money for AIDS research, AIDS and HIV. There's the Tour de Sewer on the Saturday, March 19th. Pedal off the winter doldrums, meet old friends, and make new ones at the Tour de Sewer. Offer your choice of interesting 15, 30, or 62-mile fun bike rides, not races, rain or shine. They are meeting at 8 a.m. at the John Anson Ford Park at Bell Gardens, California. I thought I saw... Yes, there's going to be on Saturday, February 26th, just a couple days from now, there's a Bike Summer meeting at Bass Works, where the benefit was held, at 5411 West Adams Boulevard at 7 p.m. Join us as we plan this month-long bicycle celebration that will be in L.A. from June 3rd to July 4th. So they're also having meetings, I guess, on March 5th, March 26th, April 9th, and April 23rd. It's a leaderless, as you heard, group, so you go to the meetings, you get to be one of the leaders. So that's kind of cool, I think. There's a lot of other things going on. There's a Alley Cat race based on the movie Traffic. Meet at 5th and Flower in downtown at 6:30 p.m. Alley Cat races are a lot of fun. We'll probably have a whole show about Alley Cat races one of these days. So, it's been great talking to you, and it's been I had a really great time down there in L.A. Back up here in San Francisco now, and I don't get out of town too much, so it was kind of fun for me. Let's see, what do we do now? We have a tradition of playing a song at the end, but you know what? My screen on my iBook G4 has just gone totally kerplooey, so we're not going to bother with that. In fact, if anybody ever has... Anyway, so never mind this screen problem, and we will say goodbye and see you in about a week or so. And everybody take it easy and enjoy the roads, and I hope it stops raining out here on the West Coast and so we can get back on our bikes. Of course, any true bicyclist rides in the rain too, even if they do have a car. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk to you later.